On the line with me is Craig Brannon from Next Step Counseling in Orillia. Craig, we're focusing in on conflict and the role that emotion and logic can play. Both are important, but do you ever find in mediating that there is sometimes someone says, I feel this way, really they think this way, or vice versa?
100%. You see, research has shown in interpersonal neurobiology, and it's true in the Bible as well, when we lose it, when we are in a conflict, we have a tendency, again, for the emotions to overpower. Because remember, emotions have five functions. The word emotion basically means to move away. So we either move away from the conflict or we move towards the conflict, and that can be to dominate or we move away to avoid. But we can often feel frozen. We can freeze in a conflict, and that's what emotion does. Or we can flounder. We're not knowing what to do. Or literally, we faint. We can pass out. We can just literally become paralyzed. And so that's why in the ability to think. So in Scripture, it says to take every thought captive. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. As Christians, we don't use strategies of the world to deal with a conflict. What we do, we take every thought captive. Why? Because God will literally obliterate. He will break down these strongholds that stop us. And when we get stuck in feeling, emotional reasoning, we stop the ability to think. And that's why we can say to the Lord, renew my mind. The whole of biblical Christianity in Ezekiel 36, 24 to 27 is actually based on, I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new spirit. And when we lose it emotionally, we actually stop thinking. And so God can give us and change the way we think. And so what we could say is something like this: Lord, I know I'm emotionally losing it right now. I'm asking you, first of all, to help me to calm down as this person breathes. I'm asking you to help me to think this through. What's actually happening? What am I going through, Lord? So, and I know you've promised to transform my mind, Romans 12. And this is one of these opportunities that you will transform me, and I'm not stuck and squeezed into a mold of what I used to do, but transform me by renewing my mind that I will think differently about this. And that's interesting how we're to love the Lord, our God, with all our soul, with all our heart, and with all our mind. And by doing so, what are we supposed to, and then obviously with all our strength, what we give ourselves to, but what hinges on that? We are to love our neighbor as ourselves. All conflict is a relational issue. And if I'm to mature in my thinking, then I'm to understand that, oh, this conflict is about emotionally bonding me with another person, that I can understand what's going on inside them and inside myself. And that's why there's such a wonderful health in being able to think an issue through. Now, again, that doesn't mean emotions are not important. But when I'm thinking something through, what am I doing with my emotion? I'm able to identify that emotion, define that emotion, and then clarify that emotion. Because remember, we are five times more likely to think negative and feel negative towards a conflict than we are to want to resolve it.